America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Blaylock Dialysis Center is a convenient state-of-the-art dialysis center in the Houston area, run by Dr. Panakin Patel. Relax in a comfortable environment while receiving quality care. Serving adults 18 to geriatrics, we are here to help you. Call 713-463-6611 for more information or visit us at our website at www.blaylockdialysiscenter.com. Blaylock Dialysis Center, where helping you get well is our priority.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Jenna from the America Meditating Radio, and I'm excited to introduce to you Meditate the Vote. It's going to be a national campaign, and what we're asking for all of you to join us with is to raise the bar of conversation. Try to see in what way we can change our interpretation about who we are, what we are, and perhaps the direction in which we want this country to go in. Regardless of whoever becomes the next president in 2017, we are still responsible for the way that we want to move our lives. So could you join me and an alliance of friends around the country to meditate the vote? Go to americameditating.org, press on events, meditate the vote, and you'll be able to get a whole bunch of information. So join us, because I, Sister Jenna, meditate the vote.
Get off the grid and step inside your heart. Sister Jenna guides you through a powerful, encouraging, and motivating meditation that allows you to let go and become aware of you, regain strength, power, and peace. Are you in need of a tech service company that's going to deliver the best solutions for your business? Then Atronica is your solutions headquarters. Here we specialize in your individual needs to make sure your business shines. For more information, please call 301-417-0070 or visit us at our website at atronica.net. Atronica, where we deliver for you.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Solitude of still ripples. quiet comfort there compose, not for applause and not for need of anything. If I could see all that you see, a love that knows not fear, the
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and we're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum. That's a new track from Lucinda Drayton, Love Song of a Tiny Flower. Wasn't that sweet? It's my first time hearing that, and I was very moved by her energy, the vibrations, and the words, of course. Her songs to the divine tend to be very relationship-oriented. Well, I have to tell you, we had an incredible Meditate the Vote at Bus Boys and Poets in Washington, D.C., located on K Street. It was a packed room, and we engaged in the power of transforming the way that we see things, the engagement of interpretation and perception. And what does it take when you bring a room filled with strangers over a meal, and you give them the right questions and the right images to engage in dialogue together? Well, everyone leaves as friends. And even though not everyone saw the same things on their images or responded to the same questions in a unified way, there was something that was established in the space. Perhaps it could have been the leadership of the dialogue. Perhaps it could have been the taste of the meal. Perhaps it could have been that everyone who was present was interested in seeing how we can move anger and blame into a stage of solution. And last night we definitely accomplished that. And so what I took out of that conversation was a new conversation that I definitely will be sharing with you at a later date. I'm going to kind of percolate your curiosity that you stay tuned, because it definitely will become a groundbreaking one, without a doubt. Meditate the Vote has been moving very nicely since May 1st when we first launched it for National Meditation Month. I believe there have been, in the last 2 months, over 9 events that have taken place, countless radio and print interviews and conversations and online interview conversations. And we are definitely turning to you to engage more in the dialogue from the 4 core questions that are raised in Meditate the Vote online. We would love that you go to Facebook, Meditate the Vote, and Twitter and share some of your thoughts. For example, last night Reverend Marcia Dyson shared voting is prayer, that it's a choice and it's not something to be taken lightly. And if you've been watching the Republican National Convention, my heart is really at a moment where I'm seeing the entropy of America and my people and just the world in general, that the kind of low-level conscious conversation and talk seems to be what they feel is important to raise interest. And I feel that that is fine, because as Dinesh said at Bus Boys, it's important to see the humanness of somebody and to accept that that's where they are. And so what next? You hear what I'm saying? So what next? How do you amplify your power to accept that that is where the individual is and still be loving and still be godly and still be divine and accepting. And here's the best part, everyone, to not be judgmental. One of the most toxic practices a person can engage in their own minds, whether it's private judgment, whether it is a revealed, expressed form of judgment, the most toxic form of self-defeat, a lack of self-worth, enhancing the feeling of inadequacy, a sense of separation with the bigger picture, the larger picture of the self, and certainly a sense of connection to divine. And I say this because I remembered having a few interviews with a few colleagues and friends over the years, and there was something that they said about not feeling a very judgmental energy for me. And I thought about why I keep hearing that answer. And I said, well, I have had times where I go, what in the world? But I do have a tendency of catching myself. And I think many of us don't. And I'm appealing to you to try to find ways that you are very sensitive and very in tune to the quality of your thoughts, because your thoughts eventually manifest and reveal where you're at. Example, let's say you're having a great relationship with a colleague at work, and then for some reason something happens, some spillage of waste words were shared, and then it really hurt or affected your feelings, and you felt not heard, or you felt disrespected, or you felt removed. And then after that, you came back into the relationship carrying that feeling of hurt, and then the judgment of how could they say that. Then, as you begin to engage in further conversation and further scenes with the person, you only look for the person to say something debilitating or act in a low than grand way. And so your energy of the negative and the judgment and the critique begins to increase in you. And what is the sign of that? You begin to separate yourself from the person. Isn't that amazing? To watch how consciousness works inside of the soul and how it manifests itself in the form of relationships. And what happens is that if we're blaming them, then we don't actually see where our learning curve could have been. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to have the wonderful Kelly Howell on. And Kelly's the creator of Brain Sync Audio Technology. And before we get Kelly on, you know what I love to do here? We love to meditate. And we love to go into a zone where we can be calm and easy and released of our negative consciousness and behavior and attitudes, because we're living with our own selves. We're waking up every day with our own company, and we're living inside of that being. Love it or not, you are what you've got. So if there's anything in you you'd like to change, let's see if this letting go meditation will help. Take a deep breath, relax. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless.
go of your gender, to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time,
welcome back. That was Letting Go from my Off the Grid Into the Heart meditation CD. And I know by now you know it's one of my favorite tracks and one of our most popular tracks on the CD. But for now, I'd like to turn the attention to Kelly Howell. Kelly is the founder and creator of BrainSync Audio Technology with over 17 million listeners worldwide. Kelly is recognized as one of the world's leading pioneers in meditation and mind expansion techniques, and she's a six-time national best-selling audio author and has a library of over 50 audio programs available online and through bookstores. In addition to creating audio programs that help people sleep, study, heal, meditate, and deepen their spiritual connection, Kelly hosts the Theater of the Mind podcast, which explores the many facets of human potential. She is also the author of Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age, which is recommended by the Mayo Clinic Health Review. And she is the creator of the Meditate Me with Kelly Howell app. Kelly, I'd like to welcome you to the America Meditating Radio. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Sister Jenna. How are you?
Great. I love what you're doing.
You put me in the zone. I thank you for what you're doing. That was a beautiful meditation.
Oh, that's so sweet. Always love to see how best we can make people feel better. You know, you started making personal development audio programs in the 80s when nobody was really... Remember those days? Everyone was like, what are you doing? What are you talking? Because I remembered our days. So people would look at us like we were buffoons. And now
weirdos.
You're looking at... Exactly. And even you would question if you're really on the right path. But, you know, you only get called when you start to turn inwards and answer these thoughts that keep arising when they don't match the current narrative of the outside world. So I'd be curious for you to share with our incredible audience and listeners here, what got you into this work and what happened when you recorded your first homemade audio program?
That's a great question. Thank you. Well, it's true. In the 1980s, there wasn't any, the New Age was kind of just barely. It wasn't even in my consciousness. And I was in the film business and in a completely different social milieu in New York. And on Christmas Eve, I was with a group of people and we were having dinner at Elaine's. And then the next day I was going to be leaving with my then husband to go to Egypt and have some time alone together so we could repair our marriage that was failing. And that evening on the way home in a cab, we got hit by a drunk driver. And I awoke in the hospital. I never saw the accident, but I awoke in the hospital on the x-ray table and had broken my neck and had a bad concussion. And at the same time, my mother was very much on the verge of dying of cancer. And I really struggled with the PTSD. Our marriage fell apart. I lost my job. It was just everything piled up. My mother died. And it was dark. It was a very dark time for me. And I had suicidal thoughts and I couldn't think straight. Part of it was the concussion. Part of it was the grief and the loss and everything just fell apart. And I shared my depression with a girlfriend, and she introduced me to a reverend who, she said, go talk to her. And I did, Reverend Marcy Seidel, and she was also a clairvoyant, and she looked at me, and here I am in a neck brace, and my face is all crooked and distorted from, you know, from the damage that was done from the concussion. And she said, oh, your subconscious is a mess. It is a mess. I can't even look at you. And I just thought, well, of course I'm a mess. My mother died. I just, you know, I have a broken neck. You know, all this stuff was happening. And I didn't see any point in living. And she gave me a book called Three Magic Words. And at the end of each chapter, she said, read the meditation into a tape recorder and listen to it every night before you go to sleep. She said, and if you fall asleep, all the better, because your subconscious will hear the messages, and just do it. And I argued with her. I said, I can't do it. I hate the sound of my voice, blah, blah, blah. But I did it because I was desperate and I was so lonely. And it comforted me. And I listened to it every night. I never made it through the whole tape. I would
never
fall
do.
Asleep. Right? I would just fall right out. And within a couple of weeks, I started feeling better, like clearer, more optimistic, more positive. And then a lot of synchronistic events started happening. So the things that I really needed in my life started coming to me, like out of the blue. And that was my very first tape, which is now called The Secret Universal Mind Meditation. I bought the rights to the meditation, and I recorded it, and it's one of my best-selling audio programs. But it was so mysterious and magical to me. I had no idea. I didn't know what the subconscious mind was. I didn't know the power of thoughts. I knew nothing.
Right.
I was a baby in that
area.
I had no spiritual teacher, no nothing. And
we were never taught what our thoughts are defining to us, or how our thoughts manifest our realities. You know, we were so busy in blaming what other people were doing to us or not doing to us.
Absolutely.
And so I think that, you know, when that intensity of some aspect of tragedy where it's totally beyond our control of wanting to rewrite it the way that we were expecting it to turn out, we find ourselves going deeper inside. And I know that, and I'm sure that you do too, there are these two layers, either the conscious one, which is the surface, and then the subconscious, which is really what's moving everything. And I think that when people are thinking about meditating or wanting to go into meditation, they're not sure how to begin or what type of meditation they should try, because there's so many styles and approaches. Right. What would you share with those individuals?
Well, when I first learned to meditate, so the tape kind of led me to on a whole journey, you know, where I wanted to find out what the subconscious was. I wanted to learn what was possible through the power of our minds, because I was just blown away at all the gifts that came to me from just changing my thoughts. So at that time, I didn't know that there were a lot of choices. I suppose there were, but it wasn't exactly out there in the open. It was sort of, oh, people that meditate are looking to be enlightened. Mm-hmm. And today, I think we know so much about the power of meditation and to improve pretty much every aspect of your life, your creativity, your ability to focus, sleep better, all those qualities that are being proven now in science are leading people to know that they need to meditate. But when you look around, there are so many options. And one of the options I think that is most widely publicized is mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's merely, and I've spoken to a lot of scientists and researchers, and that is one of the easiest types of meditation to get funding for now. So that's why there's so much research on it. But honestly, there are so many ways to meditate. So what I say to people is what is your purpose? What do you want to get out of meditation? And everybody has a different need. I came to meditation after I started making, you know, tapes and for myself and then friends. I thought, I have to learn how to meditate, because there's a whole world here that who knows what could happen. And I learned a particular type of meditation. And since that time, you know, it's evolved. It's been many years, and I meditate different ways. But, you know, at that time, I wanted to know what my path and purpose was. So I did a kind of a prayer meditation where I would go into a deep state of receptivity and a quiet mind. And then from that place, I would ask, in a prayer form, you know, show me my path, show me my purpose. And that was the big change point in my life, because after a couple of weeks of doing that meditation, boom, I had like a gold light appear above my head. I had this huge download, and the voice said, make tapes. And I thought, oh my God, what? So I'm telling that story just because people need to meditate for different reasons. Some people just want to meditate to reduce stress. Some people are interested in deepening their spiritual connection, or improving memory and creativity to increase clarity. All these qualities and benefits are available through meditation. So what I say is just, you know, trust your intuition and be clear about what you want, because different types of meditation produce different results. For example, a mantra meditation is different than mindfulness meditation, or using visualization is different than, going into a trance and doing hypnosis or positive reprogramming. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do agree wholeheartedly. And I think that it's interesting, because in America we have an uncanny way of marketing everything. And one of the things that we're witnessing is even spirituality at a level of entrepreneurship, which I personally think is fine, as long as we ourselves who are in the industry do not become disingenuous to our own journey and our own path, because so many people who are very innocent to their own inner calling tend to really want to turn to someone else to lead and to guide and to assist. And so one of the things that I know that many of our friends tend to be very mindful about is that we do stay genuine to our own path, while at the same token, you can pay your mortgage and pay your insurance. And so I always emphasize the importance of that awareness. What I'd love to do is to take the conversation to the incredible brain sync technology that you've started and how it came into development, because it's got, 17 million listeners?
Yeah.
That's huge. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Well, I've got 30 years behind me here, so thank you. I started in the mid-80s. I had that divine download and a mission. That was my path, and everything that I needed to do that just came into my path. So I had an enormous amount of grace and support, and I began with making guided meditation, personal reprogramming audios.
Beautiful.
And I did 20 programs with Bantam Audio. They launched their audio division with my work, and it was an immediate success because, of course, people needed it, and there wasn't much out there. So back then, there was hardly anything. And I was meditating. The practice that I did was, I had a very strict meditation teacher, and she had me sitting for an hour a day, which was very hard in the beginning. But then, of course, I just, you know, you get accustomed to it, and you love it, and you could do it more than an hour a day because you go into that timeless theta state. And I thought, gosh, how? And it took a long time and a lot of discipline. And I think most people, you really have to be desperate or in deep, deep longing to make that kind of commitment. And also people are so busy. They're so busy and families and kids. And, you know, how do you really meditate when we have these incredibly packed lives? So I started doing a lot of research. I became very interested in brain states and biofeedback, and came across this research on binaural beats. And it was about 1986 or so, and I started experimenting with binaural beats. And I thought, you know, I've got to do this. If this were, it would be amazing because it would help people meditate.
Right.
So the very first audio program I made ended up being used. Bantam didn't want to do it, and I had another contract with Random House. They thought it was so weird. So I ended up working with doctors and researchers and biofeedback therapists in San Francisco. And they started hiring me to make programs for them for clinical application. And the results were so astounding. I thought, you know, I don't care if the publishing companies aren't going to publish me. I'll do it. So I started myself.
Beautiful.
And and so binaural beats are a way to guide your brain activity into different states of consciousness. And, you know, like beta, we're in beta now because, you know, we're alert, we're concentrating, we're focused. Then the next level down is alpha, which is great for relaxation, creativity, visualization, stress reduction. And they've done a lot of research, and artists and musicians and athletes are very prolific alpha producers. And then the next level, which I think really helps people, it helps to take the mystery out of meditation, is theta. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I learned to meditate without biofeedback, you know, any biofeedback knowledge. But then I backtracked and wanted to understand, what is the deep meditative state? What makes it so special? Because you get into this timeless state, you have insights, you sleep better, you know, there are so many things that can happen, as you know, when you get into theta. And normally it takes a long time and a lot of practice to be able to get there. But with binaural beats, it will drive your brain activity into theta, and they've done research studies with it, and 87% of the subjects who had never meditated before were able to enter the theta state. So they had like an immediate experience of deep meditation.
Beautiful.
So, so my programs combine these different frequencies, delta for sleep, theta for meditation, alpha for relaxation, and beta for concentration, learning, focus, cognition. Yeah. So
beautiful.
So the technology
beautiful.
Works with, yeah, it's very pleasing. I weave the binaural beats or pure tones, musical tones, and they're woven into music, and they create a very soft pulsating beat, and your brain cells begin to resonate with the beat. You know, it's almost like that shamanic state of consciousness where we just fall into rhythm. The brain cells fall into rhythm with the beat. So you can slow down or speed up brain activity through binaural beats. And they,
right,
and it
right.
also creates hemispheric synchronization. So it creates a more coherent brain state, more coherent brainwave activity. And which meditators have. You can see it and feel it when you're in the presence of a meditator. There's a certain quality of coherence and clarity, and that really comes from coherency in the brainwave activity. Incoherent brainwaves are all... Yeah, incoherent brainwaves are more like kind of jagged, and they're not flowy and in sync. And coherent brainwaves are very smooth, and they travel further. They're clearer. It's a completely different. It's like the difference between a light bulb and a laser beam.
I agree. That's fantastic, because I think that we are looking to raise our level of consciousness and way of being, and sometimes these tools can become instruments to give us at least a jump start. And yet at the
Absolutely.
Same token, we still have to depend on our innate abilities to evolve our own way of feeling and thinking about ourselves first, and about others on the outside. I can't end the show without at least having you speak to the release of your app called Meditate Me with Kelly Howell. What inspired you to do that? Because the BrainSync technology is doing great. Is it just because of the times that we're in and everyone's really doing what they're doing now on an iPhone or a smartphone at this time?
Yeah, and I also, it just made it so much easier because... Basically, you can download it in 2 seconds. I just came back from the Rob Report and Health and Wellness Summit. And we would do a meditation class and a guided meditation. And then people would say, how do I get more? And I'd say, the app. And before they left the room, they all had the app.
Good.
So it's the immediacy of it. So you can get it very quickly. The meditations incorporate binaural beats, guidance. And you can do a 10, 20, or 30-minute meditation. And there are classes on there teaching pranayama, you know, the correct position and pose to meditate, when to meditate, which I think the best time to meditate is when you can do it.
Right.
You can do it. And the idea for me was like, okay, not everybody has an hour, but what if you get 10 minutes? And you put on your headphones, and you could even do it in the back of a cab or on an airplane, or close the door to your office and just take a 10-minute meditation break. So I wanted to just make it easy for people.
Beautiful.
It's not complicated. It's not like mindfulness where you're having to watch your thoughts and judge that you're judging your thoughts and that kind of thing. It's more like just meditate me. Let me just relax. So, you know, and go into the zone. So that's what it does. And it's
beautiful.
Had great reviews. Thank you
beautiful.
So much for asking about it. It's called Meditate Me with Kelly Howell. And
beautiful.
It's on iTunes.
Beautiful.
And, yeah.
Excellent. Now, are you on any tours or are you traveling anywhere with your programs of currently?
Right. Yeah, well, I just came back from the Health and Wellness Summit for the Rob Report in Deer Valley, and I don't have any current plans. I'm busy with my podcast, and I'm making a lot of new meditation programs for the app and just kind of hunkering down for the rest of the summer. But I will be doing online I'll be doing online meditation courses later in the fall.
Oh, that's just fantastic. I really like the work that you're doing. I think it's so timely. Before I let you go, thank you. You're so sweet.
I do.
Thank you. Thank you. Leave us with a vision for Kelly that can transcend through the ethers of America, because America needs our help now more than ever, which will also perhaps transcend to the rest of the world. That ultimate vision that you tend to find keeps coming up in your subconscious or in your conscious mind. You're like seeing this is where I feel I will move into. What is that vision of Kelly?
Yeah, well, what's happening for me now is, and I'm wondering if it's happening for other people, is that I am suddenly going into spontaneous prayer for all of humanity and all of the suffering in the world. And I am just praying on a daily basis whenever I could be doing the dishes. But I just, it suddenly hits me how much people are suffering, and that if we can connect with all the suffering, the people that are dislocated and, you know, suffering, hurt, grieving, if we can connect with that in an empathetic, compassionate way, our world would change. So I'm praying for the world. I'm praying that we begin to love and respect each other and our differences and embrace a bigger vision for humanity. And I do think that what's happening right now, which looks so awful, is also a gift. It's just like anything else. Sometimes we just have to learn the lessons the hard way, and we have to look at the suffering, acknowledge it, and then if all we can do is pray, that's enough, you know.
Beautiful.
Pray and hold the vision. Yeah.
No, I get that. I'm with you on that. Kelly Howell, thank you so much, and many, many, many good wishes and blessings in everything that you do from here.
Oh, thank you. And I also would like to just share my website, which is brainsync.com, BRAINSYNC.com. And if you go there, you can get some free meditations right away and try it, you know. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Like
thank
share
you for
that.
Leaving us with that. Sure. All the very best. Many good wishes.
Thank you, Sister Jenna. Oh, and you
Take
have to
care.
Come on my show.
Yes, definitely. I'll have Antonia connect with you, okay?
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
All right, then. Take care.
Blessings. Bye.
So it can start with maybe a tragedy that we're going through, that inner attention, that inner awakening, that moment. Or it could be that you heard something that someone said, or it could be just that you were taking a shower and all of a sudden you felt like there was a need for something more to evolve inside of you. But there's something in our souls. Our souls are calling our souls to wake up. Forget what's happening on the outside. It's drama and it's theater. But what is your soul saying? What is the soul sitting in your brain saying? What are the sounds that you are choosing to receive and the sounds that you are choosing to share? Contact Kelly Howell. You can go to her website at theaterofthemind.com or brainsync.com or even meditate.me for a host of options that you can choose from. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. I did. And as Kelly did, and I'm taking this away from you, Kelly, while I'm washing the dishes and doing anything that's just basic and my intellect isn't engaged, pray for the world. meditate for the world, we actually do an every hour on the hour 60 seconds of silence for ourselves and all of humanity. But I like the part, like sometimes when it's not every hour on the hour for me, and I do have a window of 30 seconds or maybe a minute, I really want to pray for the world. Thank you for joining America Meditating, everyone. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are here to love each other up as much as possible. We'll end today's show by our wonderful, beautiful, beautiful friend, Sanatan Kaur, from her CD, Awa Yanti. Take care.
Mama.